Distinguished members of the European Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to be here today to exchange views at this hearing. My ambition is to positively shape European agriculture and rural development over the next 5 years and to work very closely with you as I do so. I know many of you have served this Parliament and this Committee during the last mandate, or even longer. But for me, you are an important source of knowledge and political experience on the Common Agricultural Policy, and one which, as Commissioner, I will wish to use to the full. As the Chairman has said, like many of you, I grew up on a farm in rural Kilkenny in southeast Ireland. I was a public representative for 32 years, and I've dedicated much of my time to understanding and dealing with the issues and concerns of the farming community and those in rural areas. Since 1989, I have represented Carlow Kilkenny constituency in Dáil-Éireann, the Irish Parliament, where I have served in the Fine Gael Shadow Cabinet and served as spokesman on Europe, on the food industry, on consumer affairs and on regional policy. Throughout my political career, I have actively put forward the case for Europe. In particular, I have campaigned in favour of each and every treaty change. And I am proud that each and every one of those treaty changes have given us a new and stronger role to Europe. Those treaties have brought greater democratic legitimacy to European politics by heightening the role of the European Parliament. Over the past 3 years, as Minister for the Environment, Local Government and Community Affairs in Ireland, I was proud to take part in the EU's lawmaking process, negotiating and driving forward many complex and important environmental files. Indeed, during the 2013 Irish Presidency, I chair the EU Environment Council, and it was a particularly productive 6 months during which I worked very closely with your colleagues on the Environment Committee, and we reached agreement on a range of important environmental laws covering water pollution, emissions from cars, vans and aviation, the 7th EAP and more. And I made it my priority to ensure that Ireland itself complied with EU law, as over those 3 years, EU infringement cases against Ireland fell from 31 to 9. Those cases covered a range of topics such as water quality, proper planning and development, soil protection and biodiversity. That is what I know that Europe can achieve, with institutions working together in a spirit of cooperation and mutual respect. I firmly believe that the European Commission and the European Parliament should work very closely together in that spirit, and that is the best way to maximise our impact for the good of European agriculture and the good of all of the people of Europe. There is a phrase that's regularly used in my native Irish language, Ní neart go chur le chéile, which means we are strongest when we work together. For that reason, I would want strong cooperation with this committee, meeting regularly, formally and informally, with frequent opportunities to exchange information. Ladies and gentlemen, let me turn to the challenges for European agriculture as I see them. We are entering a new phase. Only with stronger and a more competitive agriculture and stability for our farmers can we build food security and generate growth and jobs. Agriculture is a strategic sector of our society. Farming involves 25 million people in the EU, which is roughly 5% of total employment, and manages 50% of total EU territory. The EU agri-food sector, which generates 3.5% of EU's total value added, increased the value of its exports by 70% in the last 5 years faster than overall EU exports. However, world demand for food is rising. It is expected to increase substantially. Some people say by 60% by 2050. And we are uniquely positioned to take advantage of that demand. We need to be able to produce in a way that safeguards those natural resources on which high quality agricultural production depends in the long run. President-elect Juncker has made clear his focus on growth and jobs, and agriculture is well placed to make a central contribution. So let me set out my priorities for the coming years to achieve this. After several years of preparation and negotiations, the most recent CAP reform was agreed and approved last year. This was the first CAP reform since the Lisbon Treaty came into force, and so the first time that this democratic assembly could participate actively and on an equal footing with the European Council. After these various changes, we must now deliver for farmers and rural communities. We must offer stability, predictability and practical solutions. If approved by this Parliament, I will support the Member States as they implement this reform. I know many members of this committee have concerns about the implementation of the CAP. The debate on this reform has already raised important questions on the need for simplification. But let me be very clear, the one thing simplification is not, is simple. One of my commitments as new commissioner would be to comprehensively screen the Common Agricultural Policy legislation to see what can be simplified, without putting into question the effectiveness of the policy nor its sound financial management. Indeed, I believe cutting the administrative burden cannot just be positive for farmers and national authorities, but can also reduce errors in the way that EU money is spent. Based on this screening, I would develop, early in my mandate, ideas for a simplification and subsidiarity strategy for the CAP in accordance with general regulatory fitness principles. To be credible, any strategy would need clear initiatives with a clear timetable for implementation, for a CAP that is expected to be simple, efficient and flexible. After 1 year of experience with the reform, I intend to review whether our policy, in particular as regards direct payments, is designed in a way that's being properly applied in practice. If not, I will consider what amendments might make them simpler and more efficient. This exercise will, of course, include the arrangement on greening and ecological focus areas, which are commitments of the outgoing Commission. I will also review geographical indications and, if necessary, will propose areas there for further harmonisation and simplification. And I will look at the potential to simplify the fruit and vegetable scheme. Responding to the Russian ban on agricultural products is the most immediate challenge. And this is a challenge we must face together as Europeans. In this area, we have rightly shown solidarity with our farming community. We have tried to stabilise markets and help reorient our exports to other third countries. I will closely monitor how markets evolve, and if necessary, I will not hesitate to take appropriate measures. The political agenda for the coming years will be jobs, growth and investment. I want agriculture to play its rightful, central role in that agenda and develop as a sector that is modern, market-orientated and knowledge-based. Over the coming years, the abolition of the remaining production constraints, such as quotas for sugar and dairy, will put EU agriculture in a much better position to respond to market signals and global challenges. And I will pay particular attention to what this new situation means for the sector. I will also keep a close eye on rural development programmes, which the Commission is due to approve in the coming months. With a view to job creation, we will focus on sufficient funding for investment, business start-ups and local development in rural areas. This should allow us to strengthen the links between the agriculture sector and the rest of the economy, in particular along the food chain. I also want agriculture to benefit from the best of research and innovation. That will be my philosophy in the context of Horizon 2020 as I steer the European Innovation Partnership on Agricultural Productivity and Sustainability. And those two initiatives I know can boost agricultural activity and create jobs. The environment and sustainability will continue to be central. After all, without our natural resources, no agriculture can take place. Only if we improve soil quality and preserve our water resources will we be able to produce in the future. And I am aware of concerns about greening and ecological focus areas, and I want to keep a close check on how the system works as we try it out. In the coming years, we need to continue to increase energy efficiency and cut emissions, making better use of our natural resources by adapting how we produce, by providing training and advice, and by supporting innovation. Here again, the new rural development programmes will have to deliver. And we should open up more business opportunities. International markets are essential for EU agriculture, essential to ensure our farmers maintain a decent income. As demand rises across the globe, this is an opportunity with high potential, and I'd like European farmers to be able to seize it. We will continue to export to developed countries, but as emerging economies grow with a rising middle class, so will our opportunities. And you will know we have on the horizon as well the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership with the United States. This agreement will be an important priority, but it will also be reasonable and balanced. On this point, President-elect Juncker has been very clear. It will not lead to downward pressure for our own production standards, and I intend to maintain essential border protections for the most sensitive sectors. Honourable Chair and distinguished members, I have long believed in Europe, and I have long served the interests of rural and farming communities. It would be a great honour for me, with your approval and consent, to continue to do so as Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development. Delivering and implementing a policy that is simpler, more effective and environmentally sound, offering growth, jobs and opportunity for every farmer, for every rural community and for every European. Thank you.